Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning, and ooh, is it going to be a tasty Tuesday? I hope I'm not wrong about this. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you. I hope you're not wrong about it either, because I kind of agree. It looks like it's going to be a really tasty Tuesday.
It was a great find by producer Stevie. We didn't touch on it yesterday when you were off, but we did post a video kind of letting you know what we'll be trying on a tasty Tuesday. EMCs, good morning to you. Hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. Definitely a warm week today. It was warm yesterday. Going to be warm again today. We're already at like 74 degrees, something like that. And we'll see a high of 86 degrees today. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show, of course, a round of Trump Tui. Those rounds are back. We just continue to be very mid since Apex Skin. We give away Apex Skin gift cards like every other game.
Now I need to go look at the questions and see if I would have done better than you.
Oh, my goodness. One person, I believe, got five or four, whatever. It was a thing, but we love that Apex Skin is a part of it because you get that $50 gift card and they qualified for the prize pack worth $250. 735 and 835 for that. We have Stevie on the socials coming up at 640. There's a lot of things happening today. Oh, and we got a winner yesterday for Dead Guy.
No way! It's over?
You're right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I said yesterday, obviously we were off yesterday, off on Friday, but I said yesterday, as it was your birthday, that there would be no better birthday gift than to end the game.
Yes.
If we could have that happen. And it didn't happen, but it continues
on. That's unfortunate.
On. I know, but
yeah, that's a bummer.
You know, continues on.
Oh, good. So we're taking a guess again.
Yeah.
Again.
I saw the hateful comment about the game, too. We'll get to that next. I thought she was a friend, like a really good friend, and listened all the time, and is from the East Side.
I thought it was a great comment.
Horrible
comment. I really did. I loved it.
We love her. I cannot believe the comment that was posted on the Jen and Tim Show page. What we'll get to next. We got to play this game.
So we need one guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We've been whittling this down. Well, you have since March. All those names off the list.
Not many.
Who's in that envelope? Which EMC is going to guess this morning? 216-343-1021. Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Today might be the day.
Oh, boy.
Today's the day.
Yes.
I feel it.
Isn't that confidence, Jen?
What's your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Regis Philbin.
That is a good guess. It is not.
Oh,
Regis Philbin.
It's not Regis Philbin. Do we get to the hateful comment next?
Yeah, let's get to that.
I cannot believe she mentioned this comment yesterday on the Jen and Tim Show page about the best game and maybe America's favorite game. I mean, did I miss something? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Aren't our EMCs, our early morning crew, that is what we call you early in the morning listening to the Jen and Tim Show. I thought we were the tightest knit group of any group.
They
talk about podcasters, talk about radio, talk about whatever it is. I always feel like this spot, our EMCs, is a special spot. And I don't know if it's just we wake up early, or I've certainly had jobs that I've worked third shift in the bakery and whatever. And just like those, you're trying to do what you can do. You have the job. Maybe you make a little bit more if you work third shift or whatever. I just feel like this special unit of people that are waking up early, going to school, taking the kids to sports, because we've done all of that. And we appreciate you listening and turning us on, being kind of this little crew, which has continued to grow over the years of the Jen and Tim Show. Then we get a comment like this. I thought our EMCs were special.
Which this comment only solidifies everything you just said. You posted a very nice birthday wish to me yesterday. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Teresa Tree Rogers, who we have known for years, who is an Eastsider, like you said before, says, happy birthday, Jen. For your birthday, we should throw out Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Thank goodness you missed it yesterday.
What?
Thank goodness you weren't here yesterday so you could play the game.
I know. I think she means permanently. And I was like, best idea ever.
Well,
that's
like
a great
throw
idea.
Throw it out?
Well, yeah.
You
think she was suggesting just for the day?
I think, if it was a prefacing for your birthday. And by the way, when it is revealed, when the dead guy in the envelope is guessed, that can be talked about. If the EMCs are done with the game.
That's what you say, but then.
That's not what I say. I have asked it before. We have done instant polls. I've said this before, and I think that this makes this different, that this isn't Jen and Tim decide to do something and we're on stage and you listen, we talk amongst everybody. People have ideas for topics, things that they like, things that they, I mean, we've had several games that have been in and out of the Jen and Tim show that people enjoyed or they didn't, or you didn't give me a chance for stand up or sit down. So there are other games. So if you think to yourself, okay, once this game is done, I am over it. You remember, I tried to pitch and it didn't work out. What's in your purse bowl with the prize?
That was awesome.
It didn't work out.
That would have been great.
Maybe sales circles back around with it. I don't know. So,
Maybe. But yeah, you're right. We voted on this. I think you put the poll up for like 6 minutes.
I put it up for a half hour because I don't want anybody at 7:30 voting on a game that they don't listen to. So Tree is banned.
No, she is not. We love you.
We do.
It's a great suggestion.
Such a nice person. You're just blocked from social.
No, you are not.
Okay, you're not that either. Thank you for being EMC. We love you. Thank you for your input, Tree. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. We have Stevie on the socials coming up at 6:40. And then how long was Jen in the airport? That's at 7:10.
It is.
Got to actually change clothes.
It's astonishing. So especially when you're just flying to Chicago, which do you know how long that flight is?
Is it an hour?
It's like 58 minutes.
I was going to say, it's got to be right around
And I think
an hour.
That counts the like taxiing time. Like it's quick. But
I always wonder that. They include the taxiing time in there, don't they?
Like,
I've recently found that out, and I never realized that. So it was...
They include the taxiing time, and you know what? It was 58 minutes in the air, because I remember hearing the pilot say, because I thought it was like an hour and a half based on the whatever my ticket said. And then they're like, 58 minutes until we're like wheels down or whatever. And it was longer.
Isn't it amazing how you get these... That's not aeronautical, but those terms in your head. When's the last time you said wheels down?
Wheels down.
And I always think, and we got to get to three things, but I always think it's fun that, or like a cool little kind of stat or something where you basically take off and land at the same time when you go from Cleveland to Chicago. That's all. It's like, I took off at 12:30 and landed at 12:31 or whatever.
That didn't happen on Friday.
No.
And I heard wheels down a lot because the pilot had to just keep coming on as we sat. Yeah.
Wheels down's great.
On the runway.
You got a cool job when you're saying wheels down.
Yeah,
we never say that here.
Cool.
Let's start saying it.
All right,
coming up at 7:10, wheels down. Ooh.
If you saw videos of riders, you don't have to add the ooh.
I know, that was weird.
If you saw videos of riders stuck at a 90-degree angle on Siren's Curse, that was not wheels down. Don't panic, though. It was wheels up. Apparently, it was wheels up. Yeah, we'll tell you what happened in 60
wheels
seconds.
Stuck?
Yeah. It's 73 degrees in Vermilion, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, has shared another emotional plea as the search for her missing mother is now in its fourth month. Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her Arizona home in February. Investigators still searching for answers with a reward now more than $100,000. If you saw videos of riders stuck at a 90-degree angle on Siren's Curse this past weekend, Cedar Point says don't panic. The ride experienced brief technical delays, but the safety system worked exactly as designed, which is good news, although it still looks scary. Riders safely continued once inspections were complete. Wendy's launching a new Minions and Monsters menu. It'll have a banana frosty, collectible toys, special meals for kids and adults, and even Minion-inspired drinks. The kids' meal's available now. The adult meal, June 15th.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Stevie on the socials is next.
There's this girl. She's going viral. She's getting attention on social media because she's rowing to Hawaii. Have you seen her?
I have.
No.
Is that even a thing? Is that even a possibility?
Where is she starting? Jeez.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's tracking it. You can, like, live track her. They have, like, a tracker for her. And you can go and see where she's at. There's a line of where she's supposed to be, and she's nowhere near where she's supposed to be.
You have a lot of questions.
Based on the waves. How long? I've never been to Hawaii. How long of a flight? Like a flight from California to Hawaii? Do we have any idea? I was wondering that when I saw that. Just, and I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I've just never been. I actually have a buddy that's going to Hawaii in this month, and we were just talking about it. I was like, how much would how long would the flight from LA to?
It's short.
Mm-hmm. Right,
it's
even
not
just
like
the
here
flight
to Chicago, like yours.
Yeah.
It's a little more lengthy.
Yes.
Unless you include all your...
Well, it was a little lengthy for me.
Just going to Hawaii. There's drama.
Crazy. I have so many questions. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, let's get to those details. Let's get to those questions in 3.5 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's a 31-year-old woman named Kelsey Fendler. She's taking social media by storm by documenting her trip from California to Hawaii, but she's rowing there in a custom rowing boat that she named Lily. And it's a very interesting boat. Like, so when she's rowing, you obviously need to take time to rest. But she's doing it solo. So she'll be the only, like, I think it's like the third person to ever do it solo if she completes. That means there's no help. There's no safety boats following her.
What?
She just
that was my question. Where's the safety boat?
There is none. She has, like, GPS signal so she can connect with people through satellite. And it's by solar panels, basically. And then she has, like, the weather tracker so she can see where she's at with the waves and such. Because she's already going way below the line of where she's supposed to be.
This is a bad idea.
It is. Most people that try it don't complete it. So she's doing it solo, like, fully herself. So when she needs to take a little bit of rest, the boat rows itself, but it's not allowed to go anywhere. So it's running, but to keep her in that same spot so she's not drifting far away. So it's super loud. She's trying to sleep. There's videos of her, and all you hear is this thing like fake rowing. And
I kind of want that. I'd love to fake row down the Cuyahoga River.
No, you get nowhere.
You don't. Yeah, it just maintains.
You're
just
floating. Right.
You're not
just
allowed. No, I saw it. And the blisters on her hands and everything. Even trying to leave California.
Crazy. She's supposed to eat 6,000 calories a day just on food she brought with her, kind of like.
There's no shade, right? Like, you were in the middle of the ocean. There is nothing there. You have the sun beating down on you. I mean, talking about needs some Apex skin product.
Seriously.
She is, like, fully covered. Her face, like, if you look at pictures of her now, her face is looking not great. But it's supposed – the world record is 86 days, 10 hours, and 5 minutes. So she's trying to beat that. And she started May 21st.
Can you say that again? How long?
86 days, 10 hours, and 5 minutes.
It's like the
world record.
3 months in the water.
I don't understand. Like, so I get that people have personal goals, and that's amazing, and that's great. And maybe that's why. But like,
mine's
why
like to try the new Frosty.
Right. Me
like
too.
That's my
banana
personal
Frosty.
Goal.
Agree.
That would be nice.
Why is she doing that? Like, is someone paying her? Who made her that boat? What is the benefit here?
Boat.
Why did she want to do that?
Well, she's raising money for the Whale Foundation.
Okay, that's something.
Could there be
another way to raise that money?
Probably.
Like a nice GoFundMe.
Yeah, like maybe just go stand outside Giant Eagle and collect some change. People would give to the whales there. Like, why are you in the water? I mean, like, I applaud you for this skill, but like, does she have a job that she left? Does she have a family?
Does she have
kids? Like, well, I have many questions.
Let's get to the rest. There's a lot
she
of things.
She has a very interesting job.
She does. Her job and more of the questions, and it'll make a little bit more sense. Still, that is, I mean, 86 days. That is
lengthy.
A long time. Stevie on the socials continues. Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. 31-year-old rowing from California to Hawaii.
Yes. It's supposed to take 80-something days.
Yeah, even getting off of the coast of California, she said, was almost impossible. It was so tough to do. Hands already blistered. What is the record? 86 days she's trying to be? 86 days, 10 hours, 5 minutes. I'm probably wrong on that, but it's 86 days, just over 86 days. She's on her journey.
It's 2,400 nautical miles.
Oh, there you go.
It's a lot of miles.
That's a great
question. I don't know
what
the difference between a mile and a nautical mile is.
Same.
But
like, wonder if it's longer or shorter. Wonder if that.
Probably longer.
Is that a mile
waves.
On the water? So, somebody listens.
So what's her job? Does she have kids, a family? What is she leaving behind for 86 days, and why does she have that much time?
I don't know about a family, but I do know she has two jobs. She's an emergency room technician, and then she's also a Grand Canyon whitewater rafting guide.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she spends her
days. That would be a great whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting the Grand Canyon.
So
anyway.
She just loves this. That's why she's doing it for the love of it.
Yes.
And like to make a name for herself in it.
Correct.
But it's not like a boat company was like, hey, Sarah or whatever her name is, we're the boat company and we want to build you a boat so you can.
She wanted to do this.
You just did it.
Completely unassisted, because that's how she'll beat that record.
Mm-hmm. I just get nervous. What if, you know, something goes wrong? I mean, I know she has GPS. Probably wearing a watch and monitors and everything else. And it's kind of like, you just, with no boats or anything around, you can't get to her quickly.
Who's she checking in with?
She's got Wi-Fi. She posts videos every single day.
Yeah, she does have Wi-Fi. That's true. She's got a hot spot.
Yeah.
I don't
know how
plug
good
that in. Battery life on that. There is a lot of things.
Very worried. Very worried about it. So how many days in are we? Do we know that?
Well, she started May 21st.
Yeah, oh. Still going. Her name's Kelsey, right?
Yes.
Kelsey? Yeah, Kelsey.
Way to go, Kelsey. Well, that's amazing.
Kelsey, download that Odyssey app. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Call us if you're bored.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine we talked to her. No, I cannot.
Wilson! There's no way I'm quiet that entire time. I am doing something.
You out there by yourself, I don't know what would happen.
That would be the worst.
Yeah.
No humans around.
Yeah,
my wife would be the opposite. She said, you know what? I'll row this thing. Mm-hmm. I'll get out there by myself.
Yeah.
Not me. I would need a secondary rower. I would need a headset. I would need to talk to people.
There would be a lot of videos.
I would need DoorDash. Yeah. There'd be a lot of things on that thing.
Do they have like Ocean Dash?
Yeah,
I probably don't know.
Water Dash.
Yeah, Water Dash.
We need to create that. Out on a boat.
She's out there pretty far.
Yeah, that's great. Well, see, I hope she completes it because that's
so
that's
do I. That would be amazing. And especially when you put all that work in, you want it to pay off, obviously, in the end.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. How long do you think, Jen, her plane on Friday was delayed coming out of Cleveland? Do you have any guess on how long? Is that a fair question, Jen?
That's a fair question. I'm going to tell you what time I was supposed to leave and then what time I actually arrived.
Yeah, what would be your guess? How many hours was she waiting in that airport?
2 hours.
2 hours.
That is an excellent guess. It is way off.
Way off!
As in low.
How long was she in that airport? That's next. So we had a good guess. We had a good 2-hour guess.
That was
Star
102, guess.
Cleveland's feel good favorites. I almost feel like it's a round of two beers, two claws, but differently.
Differently. Yeah, different. Because I went to, well, I flew into Chicago, into O'Hare, and where my cousin got married. A beautiful wedding in Rockford, Illinois, which is about 1 hour and 15 minutes away from O'Hare. There was a welcome party. I flew there on Friday. Tim knows this because I was listening to the show on my way to the airport.
8:30 game. Remember, I was playing all the drops because you know, he hadn't heard.
Nate! Yeah, he liked that a lot.
A lot of things.
Seeing a live reaction to that was kind of funny, but he's like, why does he have that? Like, what were you saying that he has that? So that was the whole thing. But I mean, so that's your perspective. I'm listening to the Jen and Tim show on my way to the airport because it was a destination. They had a welcome party that night at 7 p.m. I thought, of course, my flight is at 10:53. Of course, I'll make it to the welcome party on time. Why wouldn't I? Go to the airport, don't even get a plane snack because we had breakfast. And I'm like, I don't even need a plane snack. This is like an hour-long flight to Chicago. And by the way, you gain an hour when you go there. This is going to be the best day ever. I'm going to chill. I'm going to relax. Get to the airport, get through security, get an alert. Your flight's delayed. My flight's delayed, like till noon now. It's leaving at 12:15, I believe it is.
Which is annoying, but not
annoying, but
horrendous.
Fine. Again, I'm gaining an hour when I go there. Well, maybe a little less time to get ready at the hotel. We have an hour and 15-minute drive. When we get there, we're going to Rockford, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. So we, you know, start. I'm going with some friends. We go through the airport. I got into the fancy United Lounge. Not on my doing.
Can't
my
even friends. Believe that.
My friend Jonathan is very fancy. I have never been in there. It is
I've
lovely.
Never been on a United plane, let alone the lounge. Frontier has no lounge. It's like
that's
a
true.
Kind of a sidewalk sale. We
lovely.
Have.
It was
it's
lovely.
Beautiful, though. Some linen shorts.
Oh. So then we're in there and we get another alert. The flight is delayed again. This time it's like a lesser delay. It wasn't like a chunk of time. It was like another hour or something. I don't even remember what time that was. But and then you think, okay, we go and we get to boarding and it's on time for the second delay. And you think, good, you're in the clear. Now you still, I still have time. We're cutting it closer, but we're still going to make it. Then we get on the plane. And that's when the real chaos begins.
I actually forgot about this part of the story.
This is the worst part.
I was thinking you were in the airport that entire
time. No!
I forgot because you were texting
me.
Oh, this does get, and I don't even know.
No, you have no idea. Wait till you hear what happened next.
This gets much worse 3 minutes away. So you did board the plane.
We boarded the plane.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We boarded the plane. We
After
started,
how long do you know? Is it an hour, 2 hours?
It was probably like a two-hour delay, something like that. We boarded the plane. We, you know, the plane like leaves the gate and it drives over to the runway where it's going to take off. And of course, at that point, you think you're going. So they always pause, right? Right before they start going really fast when they say, you know, flight attendants, take your seats or whatever they say. Well, the pilot comes on, he goes, good morning, folks. I've got good news and bad news. We're experiencing a delay because they've grounded all flights in Chicago. Why have they grounded all flights in Chicago?
Yeah.
Because of weather. There was bad weather in Chicago. That's why we had the delay to begin with. The good news, folks, it's delayed 30 minutes. The bad news is if we take you back to the gate right now and deplane, that's not a good idea. So we got to sit here for 30 minutes, see if the weather clears, and then we'll decide, you know, they'll tell us if we can fly into Chicago.
So the plane hasn't moved at all?
No. Well, it moved over to the runway area.
It's not attached to the... Correct. That's what I was wondering, if it was attached
to the... I don't know, that thingy.
Yeah, the walkway. The airport arm. I don't know.
Yeah. That's exactly. It was not attached to the arm. We moved out. We were about to... It was like the moment where you're waiting for it to go fast, you know?
Yep. Well, we are really...
We're technical.
Really good at breaking down...
Correct.
...anything airplane and or flight. So the air, you're detached from the arm, and you're going close to where it goes fast, or the takeoff.
Okay. That's exactly what's happening.
Didn't see this happening.
We wait the 30 minutes, and the pilot, by the way, is great. Like, he, first of all, you know how you're on there, and some pilots, they're like this.
Yeah, you need to enunciate. That should be part of pilot.
This guy was great.
Pilot school.
He was fun, and he was playful. Well, I mean, you know, as he could be, and like apologetic. So, folks, hi. It's been 30 minutes, just to let you know. Still not letting any planes into Chicago. We got to wait another 30 minutes to see if they're going to open the airport.
How much do you think he was dreading that announcement? Can you think of that? Like, I got to tell these people it's another 30.
I think he dreaded it, but not as much as the next one. I believe it was 4 to 5 times. And, like, they kept saying, he was like, listen, we are going to wait this out one more time. And I think it was a total of 5:30 minutes. Again, really great at explaining.
2.5 hours?
Yes. I think it was 3, maybe. It might have been. Because he came on like the last one or two and is like, I would take you back to the gate. But if we go back to the gate and we have to deplane, everyone's going to have to be rerouted. Like, we're not getting back in this plane. We're not making it to Chicago. We're really trying to get you there. So finally, you know, they are able to say, we're going to get you there. But then they do something that terrifies me.
Okay.
I mean, we got to Chicago.
I'd love to know why you can't, you know, like pull back up and just sit in the area and then
you have to reroute, Tim.
Okay.
It's rerouting.
I did not know that. This continues. How much longer did she have to wait? That would be next. So you're still on the plane. Was the AC on?
Yeah, they had the AC on.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I had a short delay one time. The AC wasn't on.
I had that before.
And
it's
I was
awful.
A little bit claustrophobic, and I thought to myself, if they do not open this up right now, there's going to be an issue. So you're in this plane for like 3 hours, two and a half hours?
It was 3 hours.
Let alone delayed when you were at the airport.
Correct. So we were supposed to leave at 10:53 and get in Chicago at 11:29. So what ended up happening was we got there at 3:45. So it was 5 hours and 52 minutes, I believe, of getting to Chicago, which I thought, you know, again, and we were like, we were starving because you get on the plane and you're sitting there for 3 hours and I took no plane snacks. Why would I need a plane snack for an hour? What?
And you were listening to the 8:30 game that I lost
of
that
Trump
day because we were
mm-hmm.
going back and forth about that. And I mentioned that you were listening.
Yeah.
You and Nate were driving to the airport. So you were there through the rest of our show, through Jill's show, mm-hmm. into Afternoon Chase's show.
Correct, yes. And then they start the flight. It's great. You're in the air, and they tell you it's going to be at 58 minutes, whatever it is. And I've had this happen before where the pilot says, you know, we're so sorry about the delay. We're going to try and make up some time in the air.
Oh, I love that.
I hate when they say that.
I love that.
What does that mean?
Get me there quick. The acceleration.
What does that mean?
That means we're plane fast.
How are you able to make up the time in the air?
They're going fifth gear.
See,
maybe sixth.
No.
Yes.
What, you know what? It's fine. Let's just be safe. Let's not go faster.
Faster.
Let's just go at the pace
get me there quicker.
That we are supposed to go. And we'll just, it's, I'll just be late.
You wouldn't have this issue if they would ever installed that bullet train, the underground train from Cleveland to get here in 6 minutes. We played the game off here. We got to get to three things. I said, all right, Jen, would you rather, if it's a would you rather Wednesday, would you rather go through this and be delayed, whatever it was, 6 hours, or take the bullet train?
I took the delay.
You took
I would never take that bullet
train.
No
way.
And also, pilots, if you were piloting our flight, thank you. But I don't.
Like, did they give you a credit for all this?
Jonathan,
did Jonathan get a credit?
Jonathan got a credit.
He
texted me yesterday. He's like, you need to reach out to them. They didn't give him a credit. They gave him miles.
Yeah, that's
like
what I mean. Some type of, they probably
He's
do.
Like, you need to give him your airline number, blah, blah, blah.
Airlines
I didn't even
are good
think
about
of
that.
That.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So, but I just, if there's a pilot listening, I don't understand why. Like, why can you go faster? Is there a plane speed limit? Like, why are you,
you,
why
drove
you going
there
that
faster.
Fast to begin with?
Yeah.
Like, why are we speeding up
there's
to make
a top
up time?
Speed. They don't use it for everybody.
I don't like it.
Only people that get to go in the lounge.
I don't like it. Okay. Let's talk American Airlines. They're getting rid of a flight.
Did you want
Cleveland.
Them to go slower? I don't understand why you don't
want
to go faster. You're getting there quicker. They're not being.
Just
not going
go
too
at the
fast.
Regular pace of flight. Go at the regular pace of flight. And if you're going to speed up, maybe just don't tell me that.
Do you go exactly the speed limit? No.
I don't.
Nobody does.
What?
So they're going 65 and a 60 in the air. That's
it. See, that's what I'm saying.
65
like how
and
much
a 60.
Faster are you going? And do you really need to let us know that? It feels unsafe. It just feels unsafe.
Or is it an absolute lie?
They
just
know.
Want you to feel like you're going to get there quicker.
It's a bad lie to tell. Don't tell me that lie. I don't.
Do you have pilot friends? Oh, no, they're on the air. They're on
I
the,
do have a
they're
pilot
on the ground
friend. I'm going to text Marco.
Okay,
why
Marco.
Do they do that? Okay, we'll text him. We'll find out. Let's talk American Airlines. They're getting rid of a flight, but temporarily here in Cleveland.
It's from to Chicago.
No, probably. No. That's in 60 seconds. It's 73 degrees in Vermilion, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. American Airlines temporarily suspending its service from Cleveland to LA route. That's on August 5th. They say it's because of higher fuel costs and network adjustments. There are some other airlines that will offer that nonstop flight. The Asian Lantern Festival coming back to the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo July 9th through August 23rd this year. They're going to have new interactive displays, K-pop dance experiences, and select drive-through nights. Netflix revealed the star of its upcoming live-action Scooby-Doo series. And Scooby will be played by an actual dog that is so stinking adorable, you got to look it up. Scooby-Doo Origins set to premiere in 2027.
I love this. We're going to reveal what it is next. It is a Tasty Tuesday. I mean, it began years ago. People tagging us in some items, some of them great, some of them horrible. We were talking about, what were we talking about off the air? What were the cookies we were talking about off the air that you and I tried? Jen happened to be off.
The Thanksgiving ones, the creamed corn Oreo.
It was. So it runs the gamut. I mean, I feel like it's almost tough to eat. It's actually not tough to find new things because there's always new things, new quirky things. But like the packaging for those around Thanksgiving was really, really cool, but the execution just wasn't great, you know? So it's some of those, it's some good things. You ever see anything when you're out there? I don't care what the store is, where you're at, or something's trending, let us know something we can make. A lot of times it's on your For You page on TikTok, which, by the way, I saw on TikTok, I saw a microwavable corn hack. Did you see this?
No.
Where you put like an ear of corn. I don't believe that this is the case, but I want to try it. You put an ear of corn. You keep the stalk on and everything, and you put it in the microwave, they said, for either 3 or 4 minutes, somewhere in there. And then you can pull out the corn, and then from the bottom of the corn, kind of where you would hold it, not the top of the corn, you cut it there, and the entire stalk just kind of pulls off, and you don't have to worry about it.
Huh. Like, it's none of the, a lot of time.
Are you kidding me? That worked? I want to try that on a Tasty Tuesday. So this is going to be, this is a Stevie special. If you have followed us on socials, you probably know what it is already, but we're going to reveal what this Tasty Tuesday is. This week is a Stevie special. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. And I mentioned that because you found these and brought them in for a Tasty Tuesday. And I don't know how they can be bad. So Doritos, I feel like, has just about every single flavor out there at some point in time, right? These are the ultimate garlic parm Doritos. How are these bad?
I love garlic parm wings, so I thought a Dorito has to be
call.
Good.
This is such a good call. So we have a bag of these ultimate garlic parm Doritos. We did throw video all over our socials. We're going to do it later after we try it on a Tasty Tuesday. But I can't imagine that these are, you know, there's some that are weird, some that are hot, some that are what I like. If you love garlic parm, which a lot of people do, aren't these a home run?
Yes. Ugh. Like, they're a good flavor. They're not too overwhelming.
This has got to be good. I can't wait to try these later. Also, we're getting some DMs from people that have tried them. So are they delicious? Are they not delicious? We need to get to these comments in 3 minutes. Garlic Parm Doritos. How can you go wrong? That's what we're going to try on a Tasty Tuesday on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So some reviews are coming in. Summer says, yum, good job, Steve. Yes, yeah, so this is a Stevie special. You found these things that were out and about. You saw them, you brought them in. Denise also said that these things are delicious. They look good. I hope this is delicious. Mm-hmm.
This is the only bag left on the shelf.
Was it really?
When I was at Target. Yeah, it was the last one sitting there.
Oh, so you find them at Target. That's a good thing for anybody who wants to.
And the checkout aisle. It's where they get you.
Oh, they have everything there. Mm-hmm. I don't even need like one. You don't need one more thing, but you need one more thing. It's like the Pringles or the candy or the Doritos or everything else. See, they know what they're doing. You think this is going to be good? I can't imagine it.
It has to be.
Right? Yeah, another one. Denise just
like
said
a
they're fantastic.
Flavor.
Oh, so that's good. Trying something we hope anyway on a Tasty Tuesday is fantastic. If you've tried these before and you can give us your own review, that's great. Tasty Tuesday is all about you.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.